Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mel Mazara. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Gill. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Gill. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Hughes goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to second. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill strikes out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Hefner moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff juggles the ball. That's an error on Cliff. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finney moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Doerr scores. Tabor moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Bill Trotter now pitching. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels bunts towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to home to get Tabor. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Desautels moves to third. Bagby moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Desautels scores. Bagby scores. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to second. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Harris now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Vosmick moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick scores. Cronin moves to third. One out. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to third. Harry Kimberlin now pitching. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn throws to second for one, and Hefner throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Tabor scores. Desautels moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoag moves to second. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazara hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kramer is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimberlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Kimberlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimberlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Spindle now catching. Sig Grayska now playing shortstop. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimberlin juggles the ball. That's an error on Kimberlin. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almada hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes is called out on strikes. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuinn strikes out. Desautels drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McQuinn out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska misplays the ball. That's an error on Grayska. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bagby moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 4 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bagby scores. Kramer scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 14-2, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazara. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Doerr moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 15-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmek. Hoag moves to third. Klipp moves to second. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoag scores. Klipp moves to third. One out. It's 15-3, Red Sox. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klipp scores. It's 15-4, Red Sox. Harry Kimberlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimberlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Kimberlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grayska moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 5 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Klift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoag moves to third. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mazara hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Mazara reaches second base with a double. Hoag scores. Klift goes all the way around to score. It's 15-6, Red Sox. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Spindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mazara scores. It's 15-7, Red Sox. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grayska strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 15, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.